Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's, fuck, I don't know why, but tradition, I guess. Another evil fucking day. It just happens to be Wednesday, the 28th day of February, 2024. I'm sorry. I flashed into the future there. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm working for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 35 in a winter storm warning. It's all over the map, I would say, wouldn't you? Anywho, we'll take a short break and we'll come back and we'll go check out the Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition, Alternate Propaganda. That works. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, off to Wonderland. Time Magazine cover story, the new anti-Semitism. The new anti-Semitism. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. The entire world is against Israel, genociding Palestinian women and children in Gaza. Here's why they're all anti-Semites. Well, of course they are. If you don't promote fucking, if you ain't like Kid Rock and promote fucking hurting little children, I mean, kill 60,000. Fuck them. Tough guy. Why don't you fucking be, I wonder if you ever fought a fight in your whole life, fucking bitch. The new anti-Semitism by Noah Feldman, February 27, 2024, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Feldman, a professor of Harvard Law School, is an author of a new book, To Be a Jew Today, A New Guide to God, Israel, and Jewish People. Why won't anti-Semitism die, or at least die down, in the months following Hamas's attack on Israel? You mean the false flag fucking attack? There was reporting this isn't doing it correctly. It's a false fucking flag. It was set up by Hamas and Mossad, and you fucking know it. Everybody fucking knows it, like we know COVID, like we know 9/11. We know it all. So just stop with the shit. Stop with the cover-up. This is what makes you fucking the fucking controlled opposition. This is what tears you, your credibility into shreds, you fucking, but you got a nice Porsche. Got nice fucking goddamn sheepskin fucking seat covers and goes to your penthouse apartment. Probably give you little boys and girls too. Sick fucks. Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, 2023. Anti-Semitic incidents increased substantially. Everybody just started attacking the Jews because they got attacked. Hmm. The Anti-Defamation League, which keeps track, says they tripled in the U.S. over the previous year, although it is criteria also changed to include anti-Zionism. Well, at least they're telling you there's a difference. And like Joe Biden comes there, I'm a Zionist. But then you're not a fucking American because you're purporting a different system of law than that which is lawful in this country, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. And you deserve to be put up against the fucking wall for treason. The core of this new anti-Semitism lies in the idea that Jews are not a historically oppressed people seeking self-preservation, but instead oppressors, imperialists, colonialists, and even white supremacists. This view preserves a vestige of the trope that Jews exercise vast power. It creatively updates and that narrative to the contemporary circumstances and current culture preoccupations with the nature of the power and justice. The upshot is that while a well-meaning person free of anti-Semitism, I don't know what the fuck that is. I hate the fucking Jews. Jews taught me to fucking hate them because they're scum. Anti-Semitism could describe Israel as a colonialist. Okay. I thought a colonist would be a person. The narrative of Israel as a settler, a colonial oppressor on par with or worse than the U.S., Canada, and Australia is fundamentally misleading. Those who advance it run the risk of perpetuating anti-Semitism by condemning the Jewish state despite its basic differences from these other global examples. Most important, Israel's status as the only homeland for a historically oppressed people who have nowhere else to call their home. They're all over the fucking place. They're like fucking Skittles. They're in everybody's fucking government. They're in everybody's country, living the best fucking life that the country has to offer. Way better than the fucking native peoples. To emphasize the narrative of Jews as oppressors, the new anti-Semitism must also somehow sidestep not only two millennia of Jewish oppression, but also the Holocaust, the largest organized institutionalized murder of any ethnic group in human history. On the right, anti-Semites either deny the Holocaust ever happened or claim its scope has been overstated. On the left, one line is that Jews are weaponizing the Holocaust to legitimize the oppression of Palestinians. And let's go back here. On the right, anti-Semites either deny the Holocaust ever happened or claim its scope. And now I want to go back a little more. The Holocaust, the largest organized institutionalized murder of any ethnic group. Not fucking so. In fact, 10,000 American fucking prisoners of war taken by the goddamn communists in World War II. I mean, had 10,000 of our fucking soldiers. We never made an attempt to get them back. But the fucking the gulags of Russia, they claim 60,000. They say 120,000 fucking people killed in the gulags, and they were Germans, and they were fucking Americans, and the people who ran those fucking gulags were Jewish rabbis, and that's a fucking fact. You can look it up. Most people don't want to say, "Oh, conspiracy theory stuff and all that." You know what? Go look it up, motherfucker. They fucking, Russians and the Jews, the Russian Jews, because the Russians are fucking Jews. They fucking killed more people than there weren't 650,000 goddamn Jews in all of Europe. This came out in National Geographic. Remember when the National Geographic story came out? And it said there weren't 650,000 Jews in all of fucking Europe when this 6 million were supposedly killed. And man, I mean, it was just like they put it out there. They went and did their fucking research, and then it disappeared. I mean, fuck you and your Holocaust. You're committing fucking genocide. You're fucking monsters. You're fucking sick, evil fucking monsters, and you need to be stopped, and you need to be stopped the hard way. During the Hamas attack, here you are again. No, during the fucking goddamn false flag attack. Who in the fuck is this again? This is from Time. No fucking wonder. No fucking wonder. Okay. Let me see where I was. To emphasize the narrative of Jews as oppressors, the new anti-Semitism must also somehow sidestep not only the two millennia, we did the Holocaust and that. During the Hamas attack, that was it. Hamas attack. No, during the fucking false flag created by Hamas and Mossad, both created by fucking Israel. That's why people like Kid Rock piss me so fucking off. The fucking, you son of a bitch. The people that you fucking are talking about are the communists. Are you a communist there, fucking Kid Rock? I thought you was a conservative. I'm a conservative. I'm a fucking idiot. You are a fucking idiot. It is communists that are committing these fucking atrocities right fucking now. I'm sure they'll find someone else to blame it on. They're fucking Jews. That's what they do. That's what they are. During the Hamas attack, terrorists intentionally murdered children and raped women. No, they didn't. Translation, we changed the definition of anti-Semitism to make you all anti-Semites for opposing genocide. And you're also Holocaust deniers if you don't believe the New York Times debunked story that Hamas committed mass rape on October 7th. Well, yes, you are. And they have this Jewish woman, and she tells a little bit, but I think that they might be getting a little fucking scared, and they should fucking be. When the world fucking hates your ass, man, you're not. Do you know how many people are in the world, you bastards? That's right. Not to mention the ones in America, the ones that have guns. Let's see. NATO's debate over direct military intervention in Ukraine shows its desperation. And sure, they're desperate. French President Macron hosted over 20 fellow European leaders in Paris on Monday to discuss the next moves in Ukraine, including the possibility of a conventional NATO intervention, which he said they hadn't ruled out for reasons of strategic ambiguity, despite not reaching a consensus on this. His Polish counterpart, Duda, also confirmed that this subject was the most heated part of their discussion. The very fact that the scenario is being officially considered shows how desperate NATO has become. I thought they were winning. Goddamn, I just seen Zelensky up the other day saying, we're winning this fucking war. You snakes, you fucking goddamn vipers. Russia's victory in Avdiivka, which was the natural result of it winning the race of logistics war of attrition with NATO, prompted policymakers to complete what they'll do in the event that it achieves a breakthrough across the line of contact and starts steamrolling through the rest of Ukraine. They hadn't previously considered this to be a serious possibility until last summer failed counteroffensive exposed the weakness of their military and the greediness of the fucking liars that stole 95% of the fucking money. And who gives a shit about the Ukraine? I don't fucking live there. I don't care about nobody that lives there. I don't care about Zelensky. I don't care. They're all fucking fascists. What do I give a shit if they live or die another day? Industrial complex and tactical strategic planning. It's now a credible scenario that reviving speculation about a Polish-led intervention aimed at drawing a red line in the sand for halting any potential Russian breakthrough before it gets too far. This would preserve the G7 sphere economic influence in Ukraine while preventing that former Soviet republic's collapse and thus averting another Afghan-like foreign policy disaster for the West. Oh, God. Not another foreign policy disaster. Fuck being hungry. Fuck the fact that our people are living in. Fuck the fact that our fucking cities have been turned into third world fucking trash heaps. Man, we don't want that. We don't want this. Foreign policy disaster? No. Somebody might have to. Nah, they fuck. It don't matter. The problem, however, is that Poland also doesn't want to be put up to this, only to be hung out to dry. These thieves and fucking backstab and mafia motherfuckers don't trust each other, do they? Although Poland has comprehensively subordinated itself to Germany after the return of Berlin backed Prime Minister Tusk to power last year and envisages carving out his own sphere of influence in Western Ukraine, this doesn't mean that it wants to lead a Western intervention there. The risk of World War III breaking out with Russia by miscalculation is much too high, and Poland might fear that NATO won't activate Article 5 if it clashes with Russia inside Ukraine in order to prevent that from happening. You do, and you fucking, I mean, I think I'm scared. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. These concerns could explain why there wasn't any consensus during Monday's meeting on this issue, since other members wisely won't want to take the chance of catalyzing an apocalyptic scenario. Ergo, the reason why the West might be plotting a false flag in Poland to blame on Russia and Belarus. President Lukashenko warned about that in late February, and if it comes to pass, then it could serve as the trigger for pursuing Poland into leading a Western intervention in Ukraine without full NATO backing. What they want to squeeze some more money. There's got to be a way that we won't give up that goddamn money. There's like $60 billion fucking dollars, and they won't give it up on it. You guys want a nuclear war? Or you want to go a little bit more hungry, and we can give this money over to fucking Kiev and Trump and fucking goddamn Biden and Putin and fucking Netanyahu and the whole corporate mafia gang can sit down and cut it up, and then they'll be happy, and then they'll play some more fucking games with you. What do you think? I think this is all fucking horse shit. If you want to, let's just do it. The time's going to come, you know, fucking the little boy that cried wolf. People are just saying, fuck you, do it. You made this planet a goddamn misery for the 99% of the fucking population. We're ready to fucking die on the fucking battlefield killing your asses. You think this is going to scare us? Here you go. Got to get those illegals registered before November. And it's Nancy Pelosi. And it is a fucking video. If you want to go. No, it's not Nancy Pelosi. It's Cameron Harris. But it's sitting there, you know, it's important to get all those illegals, because any American national who has an ounce of fucking patriotic blood is already unregistered to vote. And it's going to tell these motherfuckers by their silence that we're fucking finished with you. We're not listening to you. We're not talking to you. The conversation's over, motherfucker. You better get running. Salvadorian illegal immigrant arrested in Maryland in connection with murder of 2-year-old boy. Now, there's a fucking surprise. We get one of these about every day. This is by Post Millennial. Police have arrested a fifth suspect in connection with the murder of 2-year-old Jeremy Casiris. You know, these are just fucking invaders killing invaders, is what it looks to me like most of the time. On Monday, the Pierce, Georgia's County Police Department announced charges against Nelson Trejo Grandandos, 25, for second-degree murder. And James Covington, spokesman for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, in Baltimore, told Fox 5 that Trejo Grandios is a Salvadorian national and an illegal immigrant. No kidding. A Department of Justice immigration judge in Newark, New Jersey, had previously ordered Trejo Grandios removed from the United States back in 2022. Fox 5 reported that Montgomery County Police Department, MCPD, arrested Trejo Grandios on March 21st, 2023, and charged him with theft. According to ICE records, with those charges were pending, the agencies filed an immigration detainer on Trejo Grandios. Why do you got to use both of his fucking names every fucking, just because he's a spick? With the fucking Montgomery County Detention Center. The following day, however, the MCDC refused to honor that detainer and released Trejo on March 27th, 2023. NCPD arrested Trejo again on September 26, 2023 and charged him with theft and attempt to obstruct and hindering. ICE once again filed an immigration detainer with the MCDC, and again the MCDC released Trejo from custody, this time on October 12, 2023. Following his most recent arrest, ERO Baltimore filed an immigration detainer against Trejo with the Prince George County Detention Center in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Jeremy Poof, K-Sirius, see, all these fucking, these are the invaders. This is the third world that everybody fucking with. I mean, they just want a better life. They just want to take your life. Anyway, and his mother were walking on Kanawha Street in Langley Park on February 8th when shots were fired between two opposing groups. Jeremy and his mother were caught in the crossfire. The toddler was taken to Children's National Hospital where he was pronounced dead, and his mother suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Trejo, and every time he's got a Grandios, is what am I, you're trying to teach his fucking spick on this fuck with your fucking articles here, buddy, is the fifth suspect to be charged in the Caceres case. See, all, I mean, shit. You're old and two other men, that's what it says, you're old and two other men believed to have driven a stolen vehicle to this crime scene and open fire are being charged as, that's all you're saying, are being charged as adults and are being held without bond. Just another fucking day in paradise, guys. And yes, it's worse than yesterday. They show the, yeah, it's a, I think they show the little the monster that killed him in a little, you know, and he's looks like a little bit Asian, maybe. Hard to tell. American citizens detained at U.S. border after hunting trip in Mexico. This is what happens when an American citizen tries to come back into the United States of America after hunting in Mexico legally for geese. Why are thousands of illegal immigrants crossing our border, but American citizens are sitting in a cage? I'll tell you why. Because we fucking allow it. Don't ask a question like that, you stupid son of a bitch. Don't ask me a question like that. That's why they got a little fucking goddamn video of them, got them in a cage down there. They went up there and went fucking goose hunting. And they, you know, you take your shotgun down with you. I'm sure there's a hell of a registration thing to get a shotgun down. You could probably just go down one of the streets and buy one easier. But yeah, they got these upper, I mean, you got enough money to travel down to Mexico to hunt fucking geese. You got bucks in your fucking pocket and they're sitting in a fucking cage. And you know what? You're probably some of the people that fucking push for this shit. I hope you are. Florida is set to ban Bill Gates' fake meat. It causes cancer. No fucking shit. Not, couldn't be. Oh, the people's voice. It's Sean Adele, TABATABAI. Lawmakers in Florida are set to ban Bill Gates' fake meat products in the state due to overwhelming evidence that the lab-grown meat causes cancer. Bill HB 1071 will make the sale of cultivated meat illegal, meaning any business or individual caught manufacturing or selling the fake meat will be criminally prosecuted, and the corporation will be fined no matter how many people they kill. They kill, the more people they kill, well, probably the smaller the fine. Let's get real. FloridaPolitics.com reports Representative Daniel Alvarez, you know whose fucking country this is. A Tampa Republican defended the move to ban the sale of cultivated meat completely, though he acknowledged that it likely won't last forever. No, they do what they fucking want to do. The way you stop them is with a bullet through their fucking head. But he said it will be at least 5 years before the food will even be widely available commercially, and lawmakers have time to revisit the issue. This reminds me of when they're talking about, taking our fucking propane gas. They got three letters for it. I don't know what it is, but they were talking about shipping it out. And hell, don't worry about it. It'll take 7 years to build the infrastructure, to build the ships that can take your fucking liquid. What the hell they call it? Anyway, to take your propane fucking out of here. And as soon as that law passed, they unpassed and took away the law forbidding the export. Within two fucking years, they were fucking breaking records. They had already built the infrastructure before it was even brought up. I mean, we're not stupid, man. I mean, the fucking thing is, they do this shit right in front of our fucking eyes. You can call it when it happens. I did. I said they were already ready to do it. You watch. Within a couple of years, number one exporter of fucking goddamn natural gas. How about that? Okay, FloridaPolitics.com reports Daniel Alvarez, a Tampa Republican, defended the move to ban the sale of cultivated meat. Okay, I want a free market that tells me when I put a product in Publix. I know that it's safe and secure, Alvarez said. Really? But critics of the legislation say the bill will stifle a burgeoning biotech industry presence in Florida that included Republicans on the committee. Not the Republicans. They wouldn't feed us fucking cancer, would they? Vote. Right. I'm a fucking Trump tard. We don't want to eat Chinese food that's going to be on our plates. Ultimately down the road, and that's a scary thought, Mooney said. What do you mean we don't want to eat it? Well, where are all the chickens being processed? What the fuck they think we don't remember yesterday? Where are the pigs being processed? Why is the goddamn milk, unless you have a local person that you buy or a local company you buy it off, why is the milk being taken to China, evaporated, sent back to the United States, and fucking reliquefied and sold to us? Tell me that. No, and goddamn the Walmart, where in the hell do you think the meat, where do you think everything comes from? Fucking China. Tyler Pay, you ever seen how it's raised in Vietnam? So you know what how I feel on this, you fucker. You eat fucking caviar and crackers and fucking champagne. The legislation has been supported by traditional agriculture, including Florida Cattlemen's Association, but investors, reachers, and entrepreneurs have said it's a mistake to bar the product entirely. I got that wrong somewhere. The legislation has been supported by traditional agriculture, including, no, I didn't. Okay. Why? Okay. Of course they will. But instead of having to take care of herds of cattle, you just buy a fucking huge poultry dish and fucking just throw it in there and make a state. You betcha. Just this week, the North American Meat Institute sent a letter to Governor Ron DeSantis and legislative leaders that group is the largest and longest standing trade association for meat packers, and opponents of the legislation said the undermined suggestion cellular agriculture poses a threat to traditional farming. So that got to do with it. Of course it does. What is traditional farming any fucking more, man? What is it? I mean, it's been a long time since there was traditional farming. Legislators and others who beat the food safety drum in support of HB 1071 and SB 1084 do so at their peril and the peril of others, because these bills establish precedents for adopting policies and regulatory requirements that could one day adversely affect the bill's supporters, the Meat Institute letter reads. Critics note that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has already approved consumption of the product. Well, man, that's like the FDA approving the fucking the kill shot, the fucking bioterror fucking weapon. I guess that's all we can call it. We can't call it a vaccine because it's not. The RNA, it was approved and it hadn't even been stuck in a fucking rat. I'm sure the U.S. They should just kind of put like a in parentheses below it, who got the bribe, so we can know who we're dealing with. I don't care if they stamped anything, I would not touch it. But Jay Collins, a Tampa Republican in Florida, has reason to express more caution than the federal government has shown. We're saying we want more testing, more safety data before we allow this to be sold in Florida. What do you fucking, how about fuck you? How about before we buy it? And how about we're not going to buy it? So you make it, you can fucking, I don't know, you can throw it out and fucking make in a worm bed. I don't really give a fuck. I'll never eat this fucking shit. They always just, you know, the assumption in the fucking writing. It's an amazing thing with propaganda. We're saying we want more testing, more safety data before we allow this to be sold. How about we don't allow it to be sold, period? Even if you say, yeah, we're going to allow it to be sold, boom! Well, fuck, you don't exist no more. It ain't going to be fucking sold, and we ain't eating fucking goddamn meat grown in a goddamn petri dish, motherfucker. Got it? But that would take some standing up to these son of a bitches, wouldn't it? It would take some fucking goddamn balls, and it shows that fucking cocksucker Bill Gates. Anyhow, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Wish it was a more interesting day. It's kind of interesting. It's just more shit, but it's still kind of interesting.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one.
as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the singers cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. And when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear that I want to rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. When that fog comes, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time. That was Van Morrison of Into the Mystic. And sometimes he's fucking... Damn, it's the nuance of it all, I suppose. Well, let's go back to the stupidity and see what else we can find. Top Israeli diplomat just canceled the Palestinian right to return. I never knew they had a right to return. I didn't know they had a right to fucking breathe when you're committing genocide on them, do they? The Palestinian Chronicle, let me be clear, there is no right of return. What I said. You all know this. Gilad Eden told the UN Secretary, our Security Council meeting, Anadolu. Agency reports the demand of millions of descendants of refugees returning to obliterated the Jewish people's right, to obliterate the Jewish people's right of self-defense, self-determination, and this will never happen. God, don't choose. Fuck. Holy be their name. According to the UNRWA, the UN's relief and work agencies for Palestine refugees, these are currently 5.9 million Palestinian refugees in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, as well as neighboring countries in the Middle East. But you can't return home. because fucking one of fucking Rothschild's buddies gave it to him to give to you, because they decided all by themselves, because they're too, well, there's two fuckers that need to be shot, I think. For his part, the Palestinian ambassador, well, the other guy died the other day, one more, well, I guess he's probably dead too. For his part, the Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, said that there are more than 700,000 Israeli settlers in the occupied Palestinian territory, including Jerusalem. The Israeli occupation is a settler colonial occupation. That's what's happening here. He said, the only way the international community can end it is to address the settlers' colonial nature. I know how to address it. Mansour also called for UN resolutions to be translated into an action plan with measures to be taken by every peace-loving state to dissuade Israel from entrenching its occupation. Good fucking luck. Israel occupied East Jerusalem, where Muslims and Christians' holy sites are located during the 1967 war. Fuck them. Tear them down, man. Them people don't even have a right to live, let alone to a fucking church. It annexed the entire city in 1980. Just annexed it. Who in the fuck did it? You know, think about this little piss hole in the fucking desert. The arrogance of these motherfuckers. It just blows my ass away. It annexed the entire city in 1980, a move that was never recognized by the international community. So fucking what? I guess they own the international community then, don't they? It's just like the fucking genocide. Who's going to do something about it? Nobody. Israeli forces and illegal Jewish settlers frequently carry out raids on Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of the holiest Muslim sites anywhere, to provoke Palestinians. Recent years have seen the Israeli raids grow larger and more brazen. Tensions have been running high across the occupied West in recent months, and repeated Israeli raids into Palestine towns and refugee camps. That's what I want. Hey, Kid Rock, are you a fucking goddamn Judeo-Christian? Go to fucking Jerusalem and start preaching. Not with your filthy mouth, but I mean, if you really want to prove your point, go there and start preaching Christianity in Jerusalem. And you'll see, I mean, are you, yeah, somebody, if you ever had a book read, it was read to you. But you should, you know, at least look at the fucking excerpts of the Judeo-Christians that went there and found out that they were idol worshippers, and that the fucking Jews were supposed to kill them too. Like, they're supposed to kill you, you stupid prick. Okay. U.S. Airman Bushnell claimed to have classified knowledge of U.S. forces fighting in Gaza tunnels on night before setting himself afire. Let's see. Breaking: U.S. Army slashes 24,000 jobs amid lack of new recruits. I don't think people are falling for their shit, do you? I think people have had enough of fucking the stupid ass fucking endless war and living like fucking animals with no fucking joy in their fucking life. I think they've about had a fucking enough. I know I have. It's by Jared Jagger, the post-millennial. On Tuesday, the United States Army revealed that it has made the decision to slash 24,000 jobs as it struggles to hire new recruits. The cuts will mostly impact positions that are already vacant and won't impact soldiers who are currently employed. According to Fox News, documents show that the counterinsurgency sector, which grew during the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and Iraq, but are relatively unnecessary today, okay, is among the areas where cuts will be made. The Army is not asking current soldiers to leave, a spokesman said. As the Army builds back and its strength over the next few years, how are you going to? You couldn't get enough this year. You're going to get more next year. Oh, that's right. The illegal aliens. That's who's going to take up those positions. That's what your Army's going to be made out of. Your fucking enemies. How stupid could the American people get? Don't ask. Most installations will likely see an increase in the number of soldiers actually stationed there. I'm sure they will. And you won't be able to speak their fucking language.
Hey, Andre.
Yes, sir.
Dick Durbin of Illinois, Senator, introduced legislation 2 weeks ago to put these invaders in the uniform.
I'm sure he did. I mean, that's what they were brought here for. I mean, they're being brought here. We're going to pay to bring them here, to feed them, to feed their families, educate their families, and they're going to go into the fucking military that no fucking American man would want to be a part of, because it's dog shit. It's a corporate thuggery. It's a United Nations military. It ain't American military. And see, like, they get their training, and then they get the fucking guns. And when they come out, there's going to be your goddamn police force that's going to come and try and force their fucking mandates on you. That's who you're going to have to shoot. And they're going to get the best training your fucking money can buy, and the best weapons your money can fucking buy. And why? Because we should be attacking them right now before they can get this shit in motion. We could rip the motherfuckers apart in 3 days, not 3 days, 3 weeks, if everybody was of the same mindset. But the American way has become, put off till tomorrow what you could have done today, man, every fucking time. And then put it off tomorrow again, then put it off tomorrow again. Keep putting it fucking off, and you will be facing these son of a bitches. And they will have been trained with your money. You will be buying the bullets that are killing you. And you will fucking have financed the son of a bitch that comes through the door and rapes your fucking daughter, rapes your wife, rapes your dog. And then you can fire a couple of rounds, maybe, because these people, I'll tell you what, they had a problem with the fucking military in the past. They were Americans, and Americans don't want to shoot Americans. But these son of a bitches, you've watched them fucking beat old ladies. You've seen them fucking beat people on the fuck, just knocking them down the street, taking fucking shit from people like it belongs to them. Walking across your border, fucking coming out of fucking jail, flipping people off. These are the motherfuckers you're going to face. Get ready for it. Washington Post runs vile hit piece smearing Aaron Bushnell in wake of self-immobilization. I hate that word. He set himself on fucking fire. I mean, you people don't know how to use, I mean, immobilization, I reckon so. There's a lot of things that could immobilize your ass. He set himself on fucking fire. Let's see what else we got. Breaking: Denver says it's not laying off employees to fund the border crisis. Instead, the city is quietly reducing hourly employees to 0 hours to pay the accommodations for illegals in Denver. This will impact city employees such as lifeguards, coaches, and desk workers. And this, again, is a video, and you can watch it. And it's what the guy says. No, we're not cutting any jobs. We're just, all the hourly jobs are going to go to 0 hours. Okay. I mean, the shit they do. I mean, even these fucking goddamn alternative fucking so-called alternative media, this controlled opposition. I mean, the shit that they'll fucking print, it just blows me away. Nancy Pelosi scores bumper multi-million-dollar payday on stock held for days. Now, there's another surprise. I mean, how could she do that? She must be really smart. She's never done it in the past. Well, wait, that's all she's ever done. America is falling apart while all the American tax money is going to Israeli war crimes and Ukraine money laundering. Yes, I don't know. It's Oakland, California, they're showing here, and it's a video, and it looks like we're in the third world, people. This is third world trash. That's what it is. It's disgusting to look at. ICE arrests a Guatemalan illegal immigrant convicted of sexually assaulting a child in Boston. We already did one of these today, haven't we? This is the Professor Emetrius in epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health and Medicine saying COVID-19 is a bioweapon. What? It's been covered up to protect the U.S. bioweapons. What? Son of a bitch, man. Man, we hit it today. That's it. Fucking, I'm going to get my gun. I'm sure everybody's going to grab their guns. We'll meet in the street. I got to read that again. Wow. This is the professor of Professor Emetrius in epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health and Medicine saying COVID-19 is a bioweapon. No, the shot's the fucking bioweapon. And he does say that in the, I watched the video. And he does, and that's what it comes out to be, is that they had to, there's a whole idea of them having these carcinogens or these fucking goddamn poisons or viruses or whatever they want to call them, was so that they could develop antibodies for them. But what they were doing was enhancing them, and the shot itself that was supposed to cure it was the fucking goddamn hopped up version of it that fucking killed you. And that's what the guy says straight out. This is what happened. He reads, he has the documents right there. And I know. I'll probably see you guys out there in the streets in just a little while. We'll all be out there. We'll take care of these motherfuckers. I just can't believe this. Gosh, these guys are some real fucking goddamn gumshoes. Biometric facial recognition scanning to roll out across 30 NFL stadiums in 2024. I don't care. I would never walk in a fucking football stadium. Everybody I knew, that even the hardcore ones that hated to give it up so fucking bad. Because, you know, baseball, apple pie, and baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, you know, kind of shit. And fucking, I grew up fucking watching football every fucking weekend. And my dad always said it was fucking like wrestling. My mom, no, yeah, it is. And fucking then, and I played football in school and it was fun. And well, you know, hey, that was really kind of America's sport, but you know what? It's a sport. People are being killed. People are being killed in this country. A million people fucking genocide that they'll admit to. And goddamn, that was months ago. Put another zero on that. 100 million people, maybe. There's been a billion across the goddamn planet. We don't know. Just like we can't count the goddamn fucking invaders. Nobody knows how many's here. I'd imagine that there's fucking almost double enough to almost match our fucking number. I bet there's 200 million of the motherfuckers here. But who in the hell's counting? But no, biometric facial recognition. But it's just amazing to me that it's just now. It has reached the point till the hardest core people I knew that said they would never stop watching have said, I can't watch it no fucking more. I can't do it. It's not fucking football. It's fucking politics. It's bullshit. It's not a game. And that's right.
I gave it up at 69.
What's that?
I gave it up in 69.
Yeah, I gave it up.
When I quit watching that stuff. Yeah. By the way, that legislation he introduced, the title of it is Courage to Serve Act.
Courage to Serve Act.
Correct.
Okay. And do we got to pay for the translators? I mean, do they have to at least learn English so that they can take their commands in English? And that's the guys I want to get. When it gets out there and we're in the field, if I'm still alive and I make it out into the field, that's the guys I want to get a hold of. Because when they get this foreign fucking army built, they are not going to learn fucking English. I mean, you're finding more and more stuff in Spanish. And I mean, goddamn videos where it's in Chinese with Chinese goddamn subtitles. I mean, this is the way it's going. So to control these, because you know, that's another reason they're going to be easier to whip, is because they have to be told what to do. And people, and you're going to have two or three people that can speak Spanish to fucking give them their fucking orders, because they can't speak fucking English. And when I catch those motherfuckers, oh boy.
They know what to do. Rape, pillage, and burn.
Exactly. But when we get our hands on the son of a bitches directing the fucking party, the ones that are taking these foreigners to kill our own fucking people, because they're the ones that are really, well, they'll probably be fucking Spics and Mexicans and Chinese too. But when we catch one of those motherfuckers, we're going to take a goddamn oh, let's make it a goddamn cotton, a little cottonwood, you know, just bit, maybe about 6-8 feet tall, maybe 4 or 5 inches at the, 5 or 6 inches at the bottom. Cut that son of a bitch off limit, dig a hole about 4 foot down in the fucking ground and stamp the dirt in around it, maybe pour a little cement in it. We're going to take them gently right on their ass, fucking let, and just let go and let them find a whole fucking field full of them. That's what you get, you motherfuckers. You go against us, you're going to find out that we're some fucking devious, mean-ass motherfucking people. You're fucking with our goddamn homes and hearts here, boys. You think we ain't going to get fucking mean? You're wrong. We're already fucking mean. It's just that the fucking people, what's it going to take? What's going to take? What is going to be the spark? That's what we keep asking. What's going to be the spark that sets it off? What is going to be so fucking outrageous? And it's hard to fucking tell because you got pedophilia. God damn, that seems like enough to want to kill any son of a bitch that did it. I would like to kill any son of a bitch that did it. You have fucking the highest of high treasons, the theft of our fucking wealth. You, oh, man, God, where does it start and where does it end? There is no end to the tyranny we are fucking facing. You have the fucking freaks and fucking in your schools cutting the dicks off of little boys and the tits off of little girls. What does it take to get your gander up? What will it take to get us to get off our goddamn asses and just enforce the fucking law? It ain't like you're going to have to go out and sneak around. No, you just have to come out in numbers and enforce the fucking law. And don't be afraid to fucking die. You're going to die anyway, I promise. I'll give you my goddamn word right now. You are going to fucking die. You might as well die for something than rather than die for nothing. It's like in, I was reading something the other day, fucking in Canada. You can, I think I read it on air. In Canada, you can get fucking euthanasia for fucking being homeless. Think of these motherfuckers want to kill your fucking stupid asses. And they'll tell you, we need to, you know, we really do need to kill a few billion of you. And we need to do it. And so everybody doesn't get upset and mad about it. You motherfucker, I'll show you what I think of your life. I'll show you what your life's fucking worth. It's worth me cutting down that fucking poplar tree or that goddamn aspen tree and making a fucking steak and sticking your ass on it and let you sit in there in the sun until somebody comes along and you're just, oh, man, God, that's a wicked thing. That's old Jagul. He did that. But I'll tell you what, it sent a fucking message. You're not going to do this to us. You motherfuckers, we will fight you to the bloody fucking death. I will. I can't speak for the world. I can't speak for no other man but myself. But I will motherfucking fight you to the death. Looking forward to it. Upset because I haven't done it already. Feeling like a fucking coward. Anyway, that's enough of this for me today. And thanks for talking about that bill there, Hubert. Because, yes, we are going to face, that's why they pumped all these fucking foreigners in there, because we won't shoot each other. But these son of a bitches, you've seen them. They'll beat an old fucking lady down into the goddamn ground. And take her, already have her purse, but just beat her to fucking beat her. These motherfuckers have been, the Rosin La Macha said in the 70s, they would take this country back by with the fucking bed springs. And they have fucking carried through with their threat. We have financed these two fucking organizations, these communist fucking organizations. And they teach the children down in Guatemala. They teach the children down in Honduras. They teach the children down in El Salvador. They teach the children in Mexico to hate our gringo fucking guts. You got that? That they're supposed to kill us. You got to get rid of them and kill them because they're fucking gringos. And you fucking are too fucking worthless to face the 13 families that have enslaved your sorry asses. You have the good of land down there as we got here, but you're too big of fucking pussies to take out the fucking goddamn elitists that fucking have controlled you for generation after generation for so long. You think fucking slavery's a way of life. Well, we don't think it here, you motherfuckers. And you try to take it from us, you will fucking die and go in the ground. That being said, that's the word from the trenches.